content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, and they all come on different schedules, so every episode is a mixed bag. We'll begin with this one from Woman's World. My sense of taste and smell aren't what they used to be. Can I sharpen these senses again? And their answer, there's a good chance you can. While a decrease in taste and smell is normal as we age, women are also prone to several potential issues that can be improved or completely resolved. First, talk to your doctor about your meds, as several can be factors. Two prime examples, statins and antidepressants. You may have fewer sensory side effects simply by switching to a different drug. Is congestion an issue? Try saline. A saline rinse kit, like NeoMed brand, that's N-E-I-L, capital M-E-D brand, can be very effective. It helps flush mucus and irritants, reduce swelling, and improve drainage. Have your B12 tested. Millions of us skimp on this nervous system regulating nutrient, which is supplied by foods like seafood and liver. Studies show a B12 deficiency reduces your sense of smell about 56% of the time. So aim for 2.5 micrograms per day from a supplement or food. Snack on pumpkin seeds. They're a top source of zinc, which is particularly important for both taste and smell, and many women over 60 don't get enough. Other foods rich in zinc include oysters, which are the richest source, lentils, and beef. Add zing using fresh herbs and citrus in cooking. This can stimulate nerve endings to help enhance both taste and smell. You'll also add many nutrients to your meals. Often, tweaks like these are all it takes to bring a burst of flavor and aroma back to daily life. One last important note, see your doctor right away for sudden or severe symptoms to rule out anything serious. From Woman's Day, how to reclaim joy in your online life. In this month's installment of the Power Up program, Women's Day Editor-in-Chief Megan Murphy shares strategies for smarter scrolling and feeling better. People love to hate on social media, and while there's plenty to dislike, cyberbullying, disinformation campaigns, the ease with which I'm influenced to blow my paycheck, the problem usually isn't the platforms, but how we use them. You don't blame the sun for your sunburn if you skipped SPF, right? The truth is, a lot of good can come from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and beyond. Research shows social networking can help us feel more connected. It lets us learn new things, find fresh perspectives, and meet people we'd never otherwise cross paths with. It's also a place for giving and getting support. Simone Gordon from At the Black Fairy Godmother Official rallies people on Instagram to help strangers. Magic like this happens in comments sections, mom groups, and career forums every single day. So how do we maximize the good while minimizing the scary, nasty, self-esteem-wrecking parts? It's simple. Treat social media the way you treat real life. First, actually talk to people. You wouldn't go to a party and stand silently in the corner, but that's what passive scrolling is like. Research suggests that people who simply lurk online may report more negative effects. Those who engage by liking, commenting, or messaging can feel a greater sense of support and community. In any case, connection beats comparison every time. Next, choose your friends and follows carefully. Curate your feed as you do your friend group. Don't follow people who are nasty or negative or who drain your energy. Follow those who inspire you, teach you, and challenge you in a good way. Remember, social media has one huge advantage over real life, easy outs called unfollow, mute, and hide. Next, set limits. You don't hang out 24/7 with friends, coworkers, or strangers. So don't let online versions of people take over your life. Even positive scrolling can turn toxic when it crowds out real-world connection. Step away. Stretch. Make eye contact with an actual human. Find your niche. Massive Facebook groups and viral threads can feel like giant parties where you know no one. Seek smaller, more personal spaces, hobby groups, community pages, text chains, where you can share honestly and feel seen. And don't be a jerk. Disagreement is healthy, but meanness isn't. If you wouldn't say something to someone's face, don't type it. When you comment on another person's page, remember that you're a guest in their online home. So bring kindness, not chaos. And catch yourself comparing. Most of the negative side effects of social media stem from comparison. If another family's beach photos make you feel inadequate, ask why. Maybe it's a cue to plan your own fun day. Use the discomfort not to tear yourself down, but to guide yourself toward what you want more of. Social media can drain us or charge us up. When we treat it like real life, with curiosity and healthy boundaries, it becomes what it was meant to be. A tool, not for competition, but for connection. From Woman's World, get your toes tapping with Steel Town by Morgan Evans. Known for hits like Over For You and Kiss Somebody, Australian country star Morgan Evans returns with his third studio album, March 20th. Steel Town features 11 tracks, including standout songs Beer Back Home and Two Broken Hearts. You can stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, or Amazon. That is Morgan Evans' Steel Town. Put an end to stress laxing. Ever try to unwind only to end up feeling worse? Stress laxing, or relaxation-induced anxiety, is real. For those accustomed to high stress, attempts to relax can trigger agitation due to the nervous system being overactivated, says psychotherapist Christy C. How to break the cycle? First, practice mindfulness. Mindful breathing exercises, you can find free ones on YouTube, help reset the nervous system and provide a sense of calm. Spend 5 minutes a day practicing mindfulness, says Kiki Ramsey, CEO of the Positive Psychology Coaching and Diversity Institute. Focus on your breathing and your surroundings without judgment. This helps you become more aware, reducing stress over time. Next, make time for hobbies. Engaging in activities you genuinely enjoy can divert your mind from stress, says Ramsey. Consider getting a manicure, going to the movies, or reading a book. Fun, enjoyable activities promote relaxation and reduce stress. Similarly, creative pursuits like painting or writing offer a mental escape from daily pressures, says C, founder of Uncover Mental Health Counseling. And prioritize to-dos. Do it, delay it, delete it, or delegate it method, recommended by Ramsey, involves categorizing tasks into those you must do immediately, those that can be delayed, those that can be deleted, and those that can be delegated. By prioritizing tasks, you reduce the overwhelming feeling of a never-ending to-do list, creating more time for relaxation, she says. Some bath add-ins to heal winter-weary skin. These are some pro tips from Dr. Doris Day, New York City dermatologist. There are four all cheap options, yay. Baking soda. Add a quarter to a half cup of baking soda to soften water and soothe irritation. Baking soda helps reduce itchiness and leave skin feeling smoother. Powdered milk. Pour half a cup of powdered milk into a warm bath. The milk boasts fats and proteins that will soften and soothe dry, irritated, or rashy skin. Plain oats. Grind half to a cup of rolled oats into a fine powder. and add directly into the warm water. Oats have been shown to calm itching and support the skin barrier to prevent irritation. And last, Epsom salt. Add a quarter to half cup of the salts to relax muscles and reduce itching. As a tip for easy cleanup, add to the leg of a pair of pantyhose, tie a knot on top, and drop into the tub. From Women's World, a couple of book recommendations. First, a piece of historical fiction. Known for bestsellers like Yellow Wife and The House of Eve, Sadika Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, writes hopeful tales of identity and resilience. And this one, Keeper of Lost Children, follows suit. Ethel Gathers is a Black American woman living in Germany after World War II while facing infertility. When she stumbles upon an orphanage, she vows to help. As new timelines in the story overlap, the characters grapple with choices on love and life. And a family drama. Best-selling author Allegra Goodman's novel Isola was a 2025 hit. I'll spell her last name, G-O-O-D-M-A-N. Her latest book, This Is Not About Us, is a big hearted portrait of a modern American family. After their sister passes away, Sylvia and Helen Rubinstein have a misunderstanding about apple cake and don't speak for 10 years. A story that spans generations and touches on themes of family, forgiveness, and the complex dynamic of sisterhood. Good Housekeeping's Seal Star of the Month is the Samsung Double Duty Laundry. This is a washer-dryer combo, so one machine that does all the work in half the space. The one they're telling us about is the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Vented Combo All-in-One Washer and Dryer, $19.99. That would be $1,999. You can look it up on Samsung.com, S-A-M-S-U-N-G.com. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval? Our cleaning experts put this all-in-one machine through rigorous testing and were impressed with the results for both cleaning and drying. Solid performance. In our lab tests, this combo earned excellent washing and drying scores and A-star stain removal tests, even on tough messes like wine and chocolate. Time-saving features. This model automatically transitions from washing to drying, and because it's vented, drying times are comparable to those of many standalone dryers. The Super Speed Cycle washed and dried a standard 10-pound mixed cotton and polyester test load in as little as 68 minutes. High-tech interfaces. An app lets you start, pause, or stop the machine remotely and receive alerts when your laundry is done. Via the machine, you can adjust settings with a clear, easy-to-use 7-inch touchscreen or with your voice. And precise cleaning. AI-powered sensing adjusts wash and dry settings based on load conditions and soil levels. Also, this machine can store detergent in bulk, dispensing the optimal amount for each load. Well, that thing sounds a lot smarter than I am. From Woman's World, dry, ragged cuticles? Well, they've got a solution. Warm up a small dish of olive oil in the microwave for 15 to 30 seconds, then gently massage it into your cuticles. The oil's oleic acid and vitamin E nourish dry skin and protect it from moisture loss, making dry cuticles look healthy and smooth while warding off hangnails. As a tip, slip on a pair of cotton gloves after applying the oil and wear them for at least 30 minutes. The warmth helps the oil absorb better, leaving you with extra soft cuticles. This winter kind of did a number on our skin, nails, hair, everything, didn't it? From Woman's World, readers wrote in, finishing this sentence, "The motto I like to live by is..." We've got some reader options. Quality over quantity. It can apply to friendships and possessions. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Live every day as if it were your last, because you never know when this wild and wonderful roller coaster called life will end. You can learn something new every day if you're not careful. And sometimes we are taken into troubled waters, not to drown, but to be cleansed. Whenever I feel depression or upset about something, I keep this motto in mind. Most times I learn something from the experience. Easter's coming up. You might be hosting or going to a gathering. Some tips from Magnolia, the conversation. Sometimes all it takes is one good question to shift a whole gathering. These prompts are meant to open doors, invite curiosity, and help everyone feel a little more at home. So here are some conversation starters. Where is one place you feel most alive? What's the last beautiful thing that stopped you in your tracks? What did you want to be when you grew up? What's something somebody told you recently that stuck with you? What's inspiring you right now? What's something you know about yourself this year that you didn't last year? What makes a moment meaningful to you? What's a meal at the table you still think about? What's your favorite song right now? What's something you've accomplished this year that surprises you? And take a pause. Look up. What do you see? And some DIY massage, or DIY massage calms aches. This from Woman's World. Try this self-massage from Raj Desai, MD, who's double board certified in interventional pain management and physical medicine and rehabilitation. To feel some relief fast, lie on a tennis ball with your knees bent and feet flat on the floor. The tennis ball should be just off-center from your spine over your lower back muscles. Avoid placing it beneath bony areas. That's going to be painful. Then using your heels, glide your low back over the tennis ball, moving up and down your back. Aim for 2 minutes of self-massage in each sore spot for a total of about 10 minutes per session. And as a tip, you can do this for your mid-back and neck, too. And they do show a picture of somebody leaning up against a wall with a tennis ball behind her shoulder, over the shoulder blade, and she's probably going up on tippy toes and back down or side to side to make that dig into those knots on your muscles. Take a mini vacation at home. Experience Palm Springs, California culture by sipping a cocktail inspired by Maliza restaurant and watching videos from a historic museum. The cocktail, tequila sunrise. Here's what we need. 3 ounces of orange juice, 1 ounce orange liqueur, 1 ounce of tequila, and 1/2 ounce of grenadine. In a shaker, combine the first 3 ingredients and pour into a glass. Slowly pour the grenadine alongside the glass. It'll sink to the bottom for a sunrise effect. And this makes one. And then the Palm Springs Air Museum. See more than 75 vintage aircraft up close at the Palm Springs Air Museum, or drive into a thrilling YouTube series that highlights each iconic plane in the collection. Just look up Palm Springs Air Museum on YouTube. From Woman's World, ravioli and zucchini casserole, all the comforting flavors of lasagna with just a fraction of the work. This makes 5 servings, active time only 20 minutes, total time 1 hour. We need a 25-ounce package of frozen beef ravioli, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 long skinny zucchini, thinly sliced, about 8 ounces worth, 1 large shallot, thinly sliced, 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes with basil, garlic, and oregano, drained, 1 1/4 cups Alfredo sauce, 1 cup grated Parmesan cheese, I'm sorry, that was mozzarella cheese, and then 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese. Heat your oven to 350. Bring a large pot of salted water to boiling. Add the ravioli and cook for 2 minutes until still firm. Drain. Meanwhile, heat oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add zucchini and shallot. Season with salt. Cook until the zucchini is softened, 4 to 5 minutes. Place ravioli in a bowl. Toss in zucchini mixture and tomatoes. Gently stir in the Alfredo sauce. Coat a 1 1/2 quart baking dish with nonstick spray. Spoon 1/2 of the ravioli mixture into the dish. Top with 1/2 of the cheeses. Add the remaining ravioli mixture. Reserve remaining cheeses at room temperature. Cover the dish with foil and bake for 30 minutes. Then remove dish from the oven and turn on the broiler. Remove foil and sprinkle with the remaining cheeses. Broil 3 inches from the heat for 2 to 3 minutes until browned and bubbly. Cool lightly or slightly before serving. Slow cooker spinach and Parmesan meatballs. This is one you can do the set it and forget it on. Active time 20 minutes. Total 3 hours 20 minutes on high. Or 5 hours 20 minutes on low, and this serves 4. We need a 24-ounce jar of marinara sauce, 3 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, plus more for serving, 3 tablespoons panko, 1/3 cup chopped flat-leaf parsley leaves, 2 cloves of garlic pressed, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 pound sweet Italian sausage, casings removed, 1/2 pound of ground beef, 1 cup of baby spinach chopped, and parsley garlic bread, and there will be a recipe for that at the end. Pour your marinara into a 5 or 6 quart slow cooker. Line rimmed baking sheet with aluminum foil. Heat oven to broil with oven rack 4 inches from heat. In a bowl, toss together Parmesan, panko, parsley, and garlic. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add sausage, beef, and spinach, gently mixed to combine. Shape into 20 balls, each about 1 1/4 inches. Place on prepared baking sheet. Broil until lightly browned, 2 to 3 minutes. Place meatballs in the marinara in a slow cooker. Cook covered until meatballs are cooked through, 3 to 4 hours on high, 5 to 6 hours on low. Then serve with parsley garlic bread and additional Parmesan on the side. And for the parsley garlic bread, heat oven to 350. Rub 4 slices, thick slices of country bread with 2 tablespoons olive oil, then with 1 clove of garlic peeled. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper and bake until golden brown, 6 to 8 minutes. Sprinkle with chopped parsley. And a little aside here, pair this dish with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, an irresistibly fun food-filled adventure movie that turns dinner into a kooky delight. Spoonfuls of Yum. This is from Woman's World. These creamy treats are so light and dreamy, no one will guess how simple they are to whip up. This is coffee panna cotta, no bake, easy dessert. This makes 6 servings, active time, 20 minutes. Total time says 20 minutes plus overnight. So we need 1 1/4 ounce envelope of plain gelatin, 1 1/4 cups heavy cream, 3/4 cup half and half, 1/2 cup of brewed coffee, 1/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup of coffee yogurt stirred, 1/3 cup of whipped cream, and 2 tablespoons dark chocolate curls. Coat 6 6-ounce ramekins with cooking spray. In a microwave-safe bowl, sprinkle gelatin over 2 tablespoons of cold water. Let sit 5 minutes. In a pot, mix cream, half and half, coffee, brown sugar, cinnamon, and vanilla over medium-high heat. Cook, stirring until sugar melts about 3 minutes. Remove pot from heat. Microwave the gelatin 15 seconds. Stir into the mixture in the pot. Let cool slightly, then fold in yogurt and divide among ramekins. Cover each with plastic wrap and chill overnight. To serve, uncover ramekins and dollop with whipped cream. Sprinkle each with chocolate curls. How about creamy carrot ginger bisque? I love a good soup. To make it heartier, you can stir in shredded cooked chicken or top with sautéed shrimp. That makes it into more of a main dish. But here it is as a side. 1 tablespoon oil. 1 pound carrots cut into 1-inch pieces. 2 ribs of celery cut into 1-inch pieces. 2 leeks, white and light green parts only, halved, cleaned, and sliced. 2 tablespoons chopped peeled fresh ginger. 3/4 teaspoon curry powder. 1/2 teaspoon dried thyme. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 2 14.5-ounce cans of lower sodium chicken broth. 1/2 cup of heavy cream, plus additional for serving. 2 tablespoons honey. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh dill. In a large pot, heat oil over medium heat. Add carrots, celery, leeks, ginger, curry powder, dried thyme, and salt. Cook, stirring often until vegetables start to soften, 4 to 5 minutes. Add broth and 1.5 cups water. Cover, simmer until vegetables are very tender, about 45 minutes. Let cool slightly. In batches in the blender, puree soup, return to the pot. Over low heat, stir in 1/2 cup cream and honey. Cook until heated through. Transfer to serving bowls, drizzle with additional cream, and sprinkle with the chopped dill. I probably didn't say this part. This makes 4 servings. Active time, 20 minutes. Total is 1 hour and 20. A moment for you. You're doing an outstanding job. Compliments, kudos, praise, pats on the back. How long has it been since you gave any of these to yourself? Too long. So go ahead and notice all you do and how well you do it. You're someone to appreciate. And a little almost poem from Magnolia. Look up, if only to remember what's consistent is ever changing. Clouds stretch like daydreams. Colors melt into hues yet to be seen. And there, the makings of a rising sun and fuel for what could be. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latchoff for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Hope I see you next time. Bye.